children have questions about heaven? Or maybe your grandchildren do, and your kids might have, and you didn't know really what to say. Well, my guest, Marty Machowski, just wrote a book, God Made Me for Heaven, Helping Children Live for an Eternity for Jesus. Marty's my guest today on Encounter. I'm Judy Rudlick. Thanks for joining me. Marty has been a pastor for 33 years, and he has 6 children, 5 grandchildren. And you might have heard the interview I did with Marty a while back on parenting first aid. Marty, welcome.
Thanks, Judy, for having me on your program. Glad to be with you today.
Marty, why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote this book for kids because so many kids don't have an accurate picture of what heaven is like. If you ask a child, so what is heaven like? What's it going to be like in heaven? Well, they usually think, like many adults do, that we're going to be playing harps, floating on clouds, and singing all the time. Now, we all know that there will be worship in heaven, but we're not getting wings, and we won't be floating on clouds with harps singing the whole time. We're actually going to have a very different heaven when Jesus returns. He says he's going to remake the earth brand new again, and we're going to be with him on earth. So heaven will actually be on earth, and most kids wouldn't have any clue about that at all.
Ooh, tell us more, Marty.
Well, Jesus says that he's going to come back with a trumpet blast and a shout, and the dead in Christ will be raised together with those who remain in the sky, and the books will be opened, and he will divide the goats from the sheep, and the sheep, all of God's children, will join him, and his city will come down out of heaven, down to earth. The earth will be burned up, and then it'll be restored brand new again without a few key trouble spots like sin, death, evil, suffering, sorrow, all of those will be washed away in that great fire and will not ever come back again. And we will be with Jesus. We'll see him as he is, the Bible says, face to face, and we will know him more fully. We won't be looking through a glass darkly. We'll see him as he is. And we will enjoy heaven together with Jesus, exploring his new creation and celebrating all that God did for eternity. How's that for a great picture?
That is pretty cool, Marty. That is pretty cool. No sin, no pain, no sickness. Awesome, isn't it?
It is every year, wiped from your eye. Now, that is good news indeed.
Indeed, for all ages, whether you're a 4 to 7 year old, an 8 to 12 year old, or older folks like us. So, look at your new book, what age group is it geared for, and how do you use it as a teaching tool?
Well, it's written for younger grade school children to give them a foundational understanding of what heaven is. And what I've done is I've written it, all that truth is contained within a fictional story. Young Leo, his grandfather has passed away, and his grandmother is now living with Leo and his family, and he gets into a conversation where he talks about his grandfather being in heaven, and does that make his grandmother sad? And she says, well, no, she's very happy. She can't wait to go and join him. And the kids that are playing with Leo are a little bit confused, and so she helps them understand how a person gets to heaven, what heaven's all about. And so really, just by reading this fictional story to your children, they get all of the truth that I mentioned earlier about heaven. And I've put, for parents, a help in the back called Teaching Children About Heaven, where I answer these questions. What is heaven? Do we go to heaven when we die? What will the new heavens be like? And who can go to heaven? And I provide some discussion questions for parents so that not only will they learn through the story, they learn through the study at the back of the book as well.
Marty, how did having 6 children and 5 grandchildren help your perspective to write this book?
Well, I look at my family and my grandchildren, and I ask the question, what do they need? What are they confused about? And so I get to write books that ultimately I love reading with my children and grandchildren, and yet I'm able to extend that blessing out to people who buy those books published by New Growth Press, so that that multiplies the effort so that many are touched. So I'm not just reading a book or a story I wrote to my 5 grandchildren. I get to share it with whoever wants it.
God made me for heaven, helping children live for an eternity for Jesus. Marty Machowski is my guest. Marty, how many books have you written, and how many of them have been for children?
Well, I've written approximately 20 books, and I would say about half of them are for children, and the rest are for parents to help them with their children, and or churches to help them with the children that they have at Sunday school. So I've written most of my books for that age, just the younger folks that we get to raise and disciple and teach.
And in this day and time, it's so important to be able to help children and grandchildren understand the real truths of so many issues that are talked about in the Bible, including heaven.
That's true. And, you know, the reality is books are important in this culture where so many kids are dealing with screens. You know, they're dealing with games and TV and, you know, iPads and phones, and they can get caught up. But there's nothing like reading through an old-fashioned book that is stimulating to the mind, I think, in a different way than all of those screens are. And I think that the interaction that you can have over a book is very different than the interaction that you have when your child is looking at a screen. You know, so often screens, they set us to be alone. You know, we just want to be there with our phone, our iPad, or whatever. But sitting a child on your lap and reading a book is, you can't, there's no substitute for it. We need books today all the more with screens.
Absolutely. And the kids can turn the pages. They can look at the picture on the one side as you're reading. And pretty soon they start memorizing the book by what you've read to them and what the picture shows. So that word gets in there, I think, a lot more than looking at the screen.
I think you're right. You know, with books, you've got this perfect repetition, especially if they're shorter children's books like God Made Me for Heaven. Whereas screens, they're always changing, always different, never the same thing. It's always something new. And so I think you're right. You know, I've had some of my children, and now my grandchildren are starting to do this as well. You turn the page, and they start speaking the words because you've read that book to them 5 or 6 times, and they already know what the next word is going to be.
Absolutely. God Made Me for Heaven is part of a God Made Me series. Talk about your series, Marty.
Well, we wanted to create a series of books to help parents teach important and sometimes sensitive truths to children. So I've written another book in this series, God Made Boys and Girls, Celebrating God's Gift of Gender. Just to help little boys know that when God made them a boy, he didn't make a mistake, and that their gender is God's good gift that will never change. There's another book, God Made All of Me by the Holcombs, and in that book in the series, we talk about good touch and bad touch, how we need to respect our bodies, and there's only certain people that can touch us, like our parents and maybe a doctor with our parents there. So those are really sensitive topics, and parents often don't know exactly how to go about teaching something like good touch, bad touch, or gender, or in this case, who goes to heaven when they die? Really sensitive topics. It's so great to be able to provide resources to help parents to teach these topics.
Marty Machowski, pastor for 33 years, has 6 children of his own. He and his wife homeschooled those children, and now they have 5 grandchildren. So a great authority to write the God Made Me series. And this book we're talking about specifically today, God Made Me for Heaven, Helping Children Live for an Eternity with Jesus. Marty, how can people get a copy of your books?
They can go to newgrowthpress.com and all my books will be there. Or they can go to Amazon and look up God Made Me for Heaven or Marty Machowski and all my books are there.
Marty, in closing, what would you say to parents or grandparents today looking at these God Made Me books and thinking, how can I go about helping my children and grandchildren become Christians and better Christians and more informed Christians?
Well, all of the God Made Me books contain the gospel message. The Bible says that the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone, that's including children, who believes. And so you know that if you read a God Made Me book, like God Made Me for Heaven or God Made Boys and Girls, the gospel will be contained, which is the power of God for salvation for all. So you can be sure that you're getting the gospel into those little minds, and we pray in those little hearts.
Books for children ages 4 through 7. Maybe you have some children and some grandchildren that would love you to be their reader and teach them about who you are through these little books. Marty, again, how can people get them?
They can get them by going to newgrowthpress.com, or they can go on to Amazon and look up my name, Marty Machowski, M-A-C-H-O-W-S-K-I.
Marty, thanks a lot for joining me for Encounter today. In the God Made Me series, we are talking about a couple of books in this series. God Made Me for Heaven, Helping Children Live for an Eternity with Jesus. Marty, thanks a lot for joining me, and I hope this has enlightened you and given you some insight on how you can better prepare your children or grandchildren for what it's really going to be like in heaven. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you, Judy.
And thank you all for tuning in to Encounter today.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.